This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. The U.S. and European allies say they're moving to punish Russia for sending troops into eastern Ukraine's rebel-held areas. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
In a shift for his administration, President Biden's now calling it a Russian invasion, denouncing what he says were Vladimir Putin's bizarre claims that Ukraine belongs to Russia.
None of us should be fooled. None of us will be fooled.
He's announced heavy financial sanctions on Russian oligarchs and two big financial institutions.
As Russia contemplates its next move, we have our next move prepared as well.
The president's also shifting U.S. troops to Baltic states bordering Russia, along with attack aircraft, a show of force aimed at deterring Putin from moving against NATO allies. Sagar Magani, Washington.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said on Tuesday that any Russian troops deployed to eastern Ukraine would not be peacekeepers, as Moscow has asserted and rejected President Vladimir Putin's claim that a genocide of ethnic Russians was being committed there. The United States has dismissed Russia's justification to deploy troops as peacekeepers as nonsense, accusing Moscow of a buildup of a pretext for war.
I'm also concerned about the perversion of the concept of peacekeeping. I'm proud of the achievements of UN peacekeeping operations in which so many blue helmets have sacrificed their lives to protect civilians. When troops of one country enter the territory of another country without its consent, they are not impartial peacekeepers. They are not peacekeepers at all.
This is VOA News. One person has been detained and an investigation opened to determine the cause of an explosion that killed scores of people at an informal gold mining site in Burkina Faso, a judicial source said on Tuesday. The blast happened on Monday in a rural commune in a southwestern province, and the judicial source said the toll on Tuesday stood at 63 dead and 40 injured. The cause of the blast has not been determined. It took place in a market for small-scale gold miners, said the source, who requested anonymity because he was not authorized to speak about the incident. The owner of the shop at the center of the blast has been arrested and is being held for questioning, he said. Burkina Faso is home to some major gold mines run by international companies, but also hundreds of smaller informal sites that operate without oversight or regulation. A four-year-old fires a gun at police after his father allegedly tells him to do so during a dispute at a McDonald's drive-thru in the U.S. state of Utah, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The Unified Police Department of Greater Salt Lake says Sadat Johnson wasn't happy with his meal and pulled a gun. Workers called 911. Officers were struggling to get him out the car with his 4 and 3-year-old in the back seat when one saw a gun.
Instinctually, he brushed that gun aside as the gun was fired. And at that same point, realized that it was a child.
Sergeant Melody Cutler says Johnson's 4-year-old had the gun.
It kind of shakes you to the core to see such a young child that not only knows how to utilize a firearm, but to point it at someone and a police officer and pull that trigger.
The kids were put in the care of family services. Johnson is charged with felony child abuse and threatening with a dangerous weapon. I'm Julie Walker.
The number of new coronavirus cases around the world fell 21% in the last week, marking the third consecutive week COVID-19 cases have dropped. That's according to the World Health Organization. In the UN Health Agency's weekly pandemic report, the WHO said Tuesday there were more than 12 million new coronavirus infections in the last week. The number of new deaths fell 8% to about 67,000 worldwide, the first time that deaths have fallen since early January. WHO said Omicron remains the overwhelmingly dominant variant worldwide. The Western Pacific was the only region that saw an increase in COVID-19 cases with a 29% jump. Find more on our website, voanews.com, or follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.